Well, hello everyone, and welcome to your Taurus Full Moon Lunar Eclipse Release and Let Go Astrology Energy Report and Guided Meditation for November 8th of 2022. I am Susan Saucier, your spiritual intuitive coach. Please note that this report is for everyone. If you know your birth chart, you can look to see where Taurus is, and it will help you to know what area of your life you may be working on during this time. If Taurus is your sun, moon, or rising, you will more than likely be feeling this a bit more intensely. Now, if you're interested in going directly to the guided meditation portion, I have placed a timestamp in the notes below. And if you're interested in what you may experience in your world over the next few weeks, then let's talk about that right now. So some positive aspects that you may encounter with this Taurus full moon are their patience. Taurus can be very patient. They're logical, generous, determined, honest, and trustworthy, and they enjoy the finer things of life. They love material things. They enjoy peace and harmony, especially at home. They like a nice, comfortable home. And some negative aspects that may show up are jealousy or being lazy or negative, stubborn, materialistic, and possessive. Now, before I get into your energy forecast, just a quick reminder that I'm offering one-on-one coaching sessions that allow you to discover what your unique spirit team wants you to know, as well as offering you guidance and clarity intuitively on your life's journey. You can choose from one session or more than one if you like the packages. I am still offering a 10% discount. So if you would wish to take advantage of these discounts, I've put the discount code in the description box below along with a link to the website. Now let's get back to this and talk about the Taurus full moon lunar eclipse. So have you noticed that things have felt a bit out of sorts lately? Well, considering you are still in this portal of the solar eclipse that took place on October 25th and now this lunar full moon eclipse on November 8th, as I had mentioned in a previous video, think of this like two bookends, and in between is all kinds of stuff taking place. It comes to a boiling point on or around the 8th of November in this full moon lunar eclipse. So this is a time of huge realizations and really understanding at a deeper level and a more profound level what truly is for your highest good. You may have discovered new parts of yourself that you didn't even know existed, or you may have realized things in your life that you just can't tolerate anymore. And this could be related to your career, your home life, friendships, and even habits that are no longer providing you with the joy they once did. This particular eclipse will be highlighting everything that you have been dealing with in regards to healing old wounds, and even more importantly, bringing to light the things in your life that really need to change this year. This revolves around karmic endings, lessons learned, and cycles that are coming to a close. Because of the planetary alignments going on during this time, you may find some pressure and tension culminating in your energy field, as if it were stirring up the stagnant energy that you have neglected for so long regarding your life choices. Instead of ignoring what is best for you and settling, this is a time where you can't ignore the fact that your deepest desires and dreams can no longer be put on a shelf to collect dust. It's as if they've fallen off the shelf, making a loud thump in order to get your attention. Listen, my friends, this is a time of deep, really deep transformation and incredible opportunities that are vibrating all around you. You may have even noticed, because of this intense energy, many insecurities and fears and doubts coming up to the surface where they no longer can hide in the shadow. But your truth and honesty are providing you with guidance to step into that alignment of yourself, your true self, and not settle for what you think is right instead of what you feel is right. And especially if you're busy pleasing everyone else and doing what they think you should be doing, it's really the time to tap into you and what you desire and what fills up your cup. This is a beautiful time to step into your power and to let the energy of this lunar eclipse full moon uplift you into higher dimensions, higher consciousness. It's all available if you're willing to go with the flow. Now, remember to also look back around May of 2022, where you were experiencing a blood moon eclipse during that time, but it was in the sign of Scorpio. So what stories in your life were taking place during that time? Whatever was going on then is connected to what's going on now. There should be an awareness of similar themes and stories and patterns that correlate between these time frames, helping you to discover and notice what is now being revealed in order to help you recognize what you once were willing to settle for, but now you may realize you no longer can accept that situation. Because eclipses tend to establish transformative events and even faded events, it is in your best interest to allow this release within you to take place. Shed the old and bring in the new. Because this is a blood moon, it is likely to really bring things to the surface. I know I've mentioned that before with, you know, other full moons or new moons, but blood moon, we're talking about really stirring things up. And it's also bringing in your shadow side, which creates some challenges and even some deep transformational work. Look, you don't transform overnight, but you also don't have like a smooth path as you transform. It takes work. And when you allow that work to take place, the evolvement happens. So don't run from this. Embrace it. And you will be amazed at how truly wonderful the end result will be. It's important to listen at this time to your body. You're going to probably feel off balance, maybe even tired. So rest. And when you can, get out in nature. It's a time to take care of you, since you are likely experiencing a deep transformation, whether you want to or not. This purging can feel a bit overwhelming at times. So make sure you're drinking lots of water, staying hydrated, and again, rest, rest, rest. Since Uranus is very active during this full moon eclipse, there is the possibility of shocking events and even boundaries that were once honored being broken and or ignored. This can also relate to a part of you that you have ignored and kept hidden. Allowing that part of you to be exposed and to let others see the real you is really what needs to happen. This may even be you breaking free from situations, people, and life patterns and habits because you are now clearly seeing that they don't serve you, but you also have the desire to make a change. Be open-minded and willing to see the opportunities because they are all around you right now. If you continue to expect things or people to show up in a certain way, you may miss some amazing new roads that have your name all over it, bringing you joy that you've been seeking. It doesn't always come in the package you imagine, so be willing to go with the flow. I always think of that song, Row, Row, Row Your Boat Gently Down the Stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. And that's something you really want to keep in your mind, especially when you find yourself really pushing to make things happen. That's not what life's supposed to be about. And that little song has a lot of potent information in it. Go with the flow, gently go down the stream, and life will be a dream. Now, since Venus is also active during this time, make sure you're allowing whatever's coming up to come up, because it is guiding you to value yourself in ways that you never did before. Your self-worth and self-respect are on the front lines, and this can relate again to your relationships with others and how you allow yourself to be treated. Honor yourself by being true to your dreams and your desires, not what everyone else may think is best for you. You know what is best for you, and this is the time frame where you may really feel that strongly and really need to make that change in order to have everything fall back into alignment and make you feel joyful and happy again. As a reminder, you will not experience another blood moon eclipse until 2025. So make the best of this energy right now. It will be really available to you, I would say, for even the next few weeks. And new experiences that support whatever you've been focused on and willing to embrace as well as let go of in order to thrive in ways you never imagined are all available to you. Because there is so much intense energy right now, you have probably been experiencing some challenges, even arguments and disappointments and misunderstandings, and even feelings of confusion and anxiety. And those with addictions may have to work a little extra hard to stay on track. Be flexible, be prepared to be adaptable, and then you may find that this ride is a bit smoother than if you continue to stay rigid and stuck in your ways, which I know it's the Taurus full moon, so that can be a little challenging since they are very stubborn and like to stay in their particular frame of mind. It's okay to expand, to allow yourself to be open to all possibilities without fear, without doubt. Just trust and surrender, go with the flow, and let opportunities unfold that you could never even have imagined. Now, this full moon lunar eclipse is in Taurus, as I just mentioned, and that rules the material realm, the economy, and our daily lives. You've probably been aware of many changes and abruptions all around the world and even in your world. So it's important you stay grounded. Don't let yourself get caught up in the media and fill yourself up with fear and anxiety and worry. It will only add more stress to your inner and outer world. Focus on what you love and what you enjoy. Dance. Do some artwork. Read a great book that makes you inspired, or listen to inspirational podcasts. And be grateful for the things and the people in your life and the pets in your life. When you focus on these things, you raise your vibration as opposed to lowering it with fear and worry. So in closing, you are in charge of you. Use this time to evaluate what comes up to the surface. Do not keep putting it deep in the closets, for it will only fester and continue to grow even bigger. Be willing to take a deep look at yourself with no judgment, and be amazed at the successes that you have made and the achievements, even the tiniest ones, for they are what make you who you are. Without hurdles and challenges and life lessons and disappointments and mistakes, you wouldn't know the inner strength that you possess, and that's how you evolve and grow. So in order to transform, you must be willing to release what is taking up space within you so that you can allow your wings to expand to higher levels. As a collective, you play an intricate part of creation. Your energy vibrates out into the universe, matching up with those who are on your frequency. This applies to both good and bad. So make sure you check in with yourself, especially during this incredible deep transformational period, so that you can take it easy on yourself and your loved ones. I mean, everyone is feeling this intensely. So the goal is to shed the old that no longer serves any of us, so we can bring in a brighter light filled with understanding, patience, peace, joy, love, and gratitude. Know that when you are willing to clean up your own personal energy, letting go of toxic thinking and emotions, you are also providing a brighter light that connects with other bright lights. And as a collective, you all join as one, transforming not only yourself, but the world as well. So as always, your angels, guides, and spirit team are right by your side, and they are supporting you every step of the way. Even when you may not feel it, or if you're feeling alone, know that you are truly never alone. You are just being urged to tap into your inner being, the depth of your soul, so you can discover just how magnificent you truly are. All you need is you, because you are more than your pain, more than your scars, and more than your fear. Why? Because you are amazing. Always remember that. Now, if you are new to this channel, thank you so much for listening. I hope you will join me every few weeks by hitting the subscribe button, notification bell, and introduce yourself in the comments section. If you found this helpful, please remember to share it with others so we can expand this love and light. To my current subscribers, thank you so very, very much for listening and commenting and just being so super, super supportive. I have so much love and gratitude to each and every one of you. Now, if you're interested in preparing your space for the full moon, I've put that link below for your convenience. And if you're ready to enjoy your full moon lunar eclipse guided meditation, well, find a comfortable place and let's begin. Begin by closing your eyes and setting your intention, connecting with the energy of the full moon, and letting the full moon know you are grateful for the lighted path that is before you, which is helping you to clearly see what adjustments need to be made and what you are ready to release. Now take a nice, slow, deep breath in through your nose and release through your mouth. Once again, breathing in through your nose, new fresh clarity, and releasing through your mouth the old stagnant energy that no longer serves you. Let us join together in love, peace, and harmony as we gather together, embarking on this journey and connecting with the full moon as we prepare to cleanse and release what no longer serves us. We ask to be embraced in the highest vibration of pure divine love, pure healing light, surrounding us with safety and protection always. And we ask Archangel Michael from the south, bringing in the element of fire, to join us on this journey as we burn and release what no longer serves us. We ask Archangel Raphael from the east, offering us the element of air, to bring healing as we reclaim our power
and let go of blocks and limiting beliefs. And we ask Archangel Uriel from the north, bringing in the element of earth, to give us a solid foundation upon which to build our dreams, providing us with stability and balance in our lives. And we call upon Archangel Gabriel from the west, bringing in the element of water, to shower down upon us pure cleansing, white light, clearing away old wounds and washing away past issues that hold us back, and supporting us as we sit with our emotions, aligning with our true authentic self. As we gather under this beautiful full moon, we also invite our spirit team, guides, angels, and helpers to be by our side as we embrace the opportunity this full moon is offering us. Now recognize that this full moon is symbolizing the end of a chapter in your life, shedding light upon the things and situations and behaviors that need your attention so that you can let them go. This is a healing process of purging and releasing and letting go. Please remember to drink plenty of water when your session is complete. This full moon is also illuminating the things and people in your life that may be interfering with your spiritual growth and enlightenment. So right now, give yourself permission to be open to the light of the full moon and the messages that are being presented to you. Know that this is a great opportunity where you purge and release whatever you do not wish to take with you into your future. As you take in another cleansing breath through your nose, releasing the stagnant energy through your mouth, begin to feel your body relaxing even more deeply into a peaceful state, knowing that this is your time to heal, your time to purge, your time to release and let go of any stress, anxiety, and worries. Begin to feel them simply lift up off of your shoulders, out of your mind, drifting up and away from you, drifting up further and further away from you into nothingness. Know that you are safe and secure, and your spirit team is surrounding you with loving, healing light. Now begin to see in your mind a beautiful path unfolding before you. The full moon above is shining its bright, illuminating light, and you can clearly see the path before you. Notice that this path is specifically just for you and you alone, and it is created by your spirit team to bring you the safety, the love, and the healing that is needed as you release and purge. As you walk slowly along this beautiful path, begin to notice a gentle breeze caressing your face. You can smell the scent of beautiful flowers, and you can see all the stars lighting up the sky surrounding the bright full moon. You notice tall trees on either side of you as you walk along the path, feeling the velvety grass so soft beneath your feet. And as you come to the end of this path, you suddenly find yourself in a large, magnificent meadow. The full moon is shining, guiding you to a soft, large blanket, awaiting your arrival. And as you sit or lie on this blanket, you find yourself looking up at the full moon and all the bright stars, feeling at peace, knowing that this is a powerful moment where you are here to heal and cleanse and rejuvenate your physical body, emotional body, mental body, spiritual body, and energy field. Taking in a nice, slow, deep breath, releasing and letting go. You are now ready to proceed with releasing everything on your list, stating out loud or in your mind, I am now releasing everything on my list. This is my intention. I am ready to let go of what no longer serves me. I am washing away the fears of yesterday. I now release myself from any obstacles that are in my path. I now choose to forgive, knowing that I am setting myself free by doing so. I am now free from all these things, situations, and people that no longer serve me. This is my intention, and I am choosing to let this go. And it is so. Now allow yourself to bask in this loving energy of the full moon as it vibrates healing energy onto you, assisting you in letting go and releasing, guiding you and helping you purge and wash away all painful memories, washing away and soothing heartache, releasing and dissolving physical pain, helping you let go of anger and grief, dissolving guilt and shame, and removing any limiting beliefs and blocks that have kept you stuck. Know that while you have endured many challenges, they have allowed you to gain so much wisdom and insight in the process. Understanding that choosing to hold on to memories and negative situations and people that weigh you down will continue to keep you stuck. Set yourself free. It's time. You are ready to move forward and release any negative, heavy energy right now. Say these words in your mind or out loud. My heart's desire is to be filled with love, happiness, peace, excellent health, prosperity and abundance. And at this time, it is my intention, and I am choosing to heal every part of my body and my mind as I embrace this love and healing energy from this beautiful, vibrant full moon. Now begin to see in your mind everything you have written on your list. Notice that it is no longer bright and colorful. Notice that it has now become smaller and smaller, and you can barely see the words that you have written down. The list filled with everything you wish to release has now begun to move further and further away from you. Further and further away, no longer having any power or control over you. And as you look out into the distance, you can see this tiny speckle, smaller and smaller, until you no longer see it at all. It is gone. It is done. It is over. It is released and dissolved. You are free. You are now ready to embrace new positive beginnings that will empower you and fill you with joy and love. Place your hands over your heart. This signifies that you are cleansing the old and opening up space for a healing to take place in all areas of your life. Know that as you bask under the beautiful, vibrant, healing light of the full moon, you are also choosing to make any necessary changes that are needed in order for you to move forward on your path. Say these words out loud or in your mind. I am choosing to love myself. I am choosing to honor myself. I now give thanks and gratitude to the full moon, to the universe, and my Creator. I now give thanks and gratitude to my spirit team, angels, and guides for being with me on this healing and nourishing, rejuvenating journey. I am so grateful for this cleansing and release, and I now have room and welcome in beautiful new beginnings that are manifesting in my life, and it is so. Thank you. Thank you. Now find yourself leaving the beautiful meadow, walking down the beautiful path, and finding yourself back into the present moment, knowing that you have released and you have cleansed and you have let go of what is no longer needed in your future. When you are ready, you can either continue to drift off into a wonderful deep sleep, or open your eyes and enjoy the rest of your day. At this time, I would like to thank each and every one of you. You all are extremely special to me, and I'm grateful that you have joined us to become part of this wonderful family. I wish you the best going forward, and I hope that you will share this video if you found it helpful. Hit the like button, the thumbs up, leave a comment, and subscribe if you haven't already. And I look forward to talking with you again.